Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
In the studio, I have got Dita, your friend. I have got Cleopatra, and as well as Prudence. So say hello.
Hi.
Yeah. We're here to talk about the Native Birds gig that is coming up. Would you like to just tell us a little bit about that to start us off?
So we'll be performing on the 16th at Dropkick. With an array of
a lot of other artists.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty chocked up. I actually haven't counted how many of you.
Yeah, I'm looking at the poster and I can. It just keeps on going on. If you don't know, Dita and Christina are actually a mother-daughter duo.
Yeah.
What is it like having an intergenerational kind of dynamic performing together?
It's fun. It's like, I can just walk into the living room and be like, yo, mom.
You wanna get on the song?
Get on it.
Can you rap on my song, mum? You know, she's pretty new to rapping. We only started doing it about this year.
Yeah, yeah. We just got bored over Easter weekend and decided to get creative. We've always been pretty, you know, into music and super music-oriented family and very creative. So. Yeah.
We thought it would be a cool marketing thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, who else makes music with their mum? Nobody.
No one.
It works. Sounds great.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the song that we were just listening to before the ad break was the two of you together, and you've got another song together, right,
on the
EP?
Yeah, Lovesick.
Home for the Lovesick.
And what is it like, how did you, the process kind of go recording that? Where was that recorded?
It was just recorded, in my bedroom. Like, before, I used to have, a really bad mic, but we still somehow made it work, and then I got a new one, and then we recorded Home for the Lovesick on that one. But yeah, it's just been real bedroom,
Dita takes the lead and sort of forms something. When we did In Your Head, we did that together throughout a day of just creating everything, channeling, vibing, and Home for the Lovesick, Isla did
took us
the
a while.
Singing, and then I just wrote something to go alongside of it, so.
Yeah, but it fell into place.
Yeah,
quite easily.
And I guess the access is quite easy, just literally, come over, get over here.
It's easy.
We still live together. Isla still lives at home with me, so.
Yeah, pretty fun.
It's real fun.
Yeah, we get to get real deep with all the meanings and stuff with it.
It's intergenerational trauma and everything.
Real sad. It's for the girlies.
Yeah.
100%. And did you produce it yourself?
I did. I used loops from online and just put them all together and then recorded vocals on top of it and was because I started actually making music I think it's been a year now. So it's I'll just be throwing things together and if it works, it's working. Basically.
Yeah. And there were also two other features on that album, reoccurring guests. How did that all kind of line up?
With Bubba 44, we kind of met.
He used to work with me.
He used to work with my mom, and then we kind of met and became friends at the start of the year.
Yeah.
And then he introduced me to the whole of Saturday Shift, which is the collective that I'm a part of. Mm-hmm. And shout out. And then I met Sefs, which is Flynn. He's awesome. I met all of the boys. I feel like I should say all of their names. We've got Sefs, Flynn, Sick Boy, which is Max. We got TK, Tikahui, and Crit. And we also have a couple of other boys, but that's just Xylee is dead. Lewis, his name. Mm. Yeah, those are all the kind of the ones that I like get along with, and we all make music and chill out together. It's pretty fun. And we also have a gig tomorrow night at the Crown.
I was also going to mention that. That's Overtime, right?
Yeah. I've been trying to promo all of that. It's been really fun getting to boss them around. I hope they're listening.
Yeah, the Crown's such an amazing venue, and like having Jonesy there to like kind of bring it all together.
Yeah,
and he's told me, he doesn't usually charge. He either doesn't charge or doesn't charge much for the venues, and it's just an amazing thing to have someone that's there to support artists in that way.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too.
Pull up, the doors open at 8 p.m. tomorrow. The Crown Hotel.
Dita and I performing together.
Yeah. So we'll be singing the song you guys just heard. Whoa. Awesome.
And what is the energy like on stage with you together again? Is it that intergenerational flow?
Honestly, tomorrow will be my first ever like actual set.
Oh, true.
I've only performed on the stage one time, and that was during Bubba 44's set, and that went amazingly.
And that was at Crown.
The Crown, yeah.
so good.
Yeah, yeah, I had a really fun time there, and I know tomorrow's going to be such high energy. It's going to be so fun. Yeah. We're going to have a blast.
Yeah,
heaps of fun.
And Prudence, to bring it over to you. Can you tell us about Cookie and that kind of project?
Cookie. So there's Scapegoat Mercy. He's a local producer. He's our homie. He lives around the peninsula, and he's got a great recording setup. Everyone knows about it.
Just some mishap.
I'm flinging my lungs around. We formed, like, he just would send me tracks and be like, sing on this. And I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
And then we've got our other homie, Elliot, and he, like, makes tunes and raps, and he's just...
What's his artist name?
Milo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incognito. Hey, Elliot, put your hood up. and so he would do the same, like they would all be sending each other tunes all the time and just being like, what can we make out of this? And then we were together one day and we were just like vibing out, and we just we're like siblings, and it's really delightful, and really like special men in my life. And we just have such a great time on stage together. There's always there's always something going on, which is really funny. Everyone's a bit sassy, so it's not. But we started making music, and then we're like, well, let's just bring it out. Like, let's just perform. Cool. And then we performed at Dropkicks with the set shift. We just jumped on the end of Scapegoat Mercy's set. And then we're like, yeah, okay, we can do this. And then we bought our Crazy, which you're probably going to play.
I was going to ask about it.
And it just became this whole thing that we're like, oh, let's go, let's just bring that out. And we've got a few other tracks just up our sleeve.
Is it almost a posse cut in that?
It's kind of funny. I don't know, it's kind of this really organic thing that's just happened between us. And there's a lot more to come. So we're just going to keep doing that, giving you sweet treats.
And kind of Otipoti's hip-hop community, it seems very tight-knit, it seems like a lot of collaboration in it. Like, is it hard to kind of get yourself into this music scene? Like, is...
Nah.
Nah?
I just appeared. I mean, I don't really describe myself as fully hip-hop.
Yeah, well, I'm the one bringing the rhymes, so...
Mum's the rapper.
It's a real combo of people, eh?
Yeah.
Definitely, like I was just sort of yelling out in the background before, it's such a little community that we're gathering, of all different faces, and everybody just seems to vibe so well together.
Yeah.
So, I think, because I'm older... I've been a part of the hip-hop community for a lot longer than a lot of other people, and sort of dipped in and out, but I find what's happening now so much more wholesome and
It's like 1 billion people are like sharing this, everything on their stories. It's like you can't escape us. You can't. We're everywhere.
From Thursday night,
Yeah, no. Well, I've been just seeing so many concerts and gigs just with such stacked lineups and they're just happening just about every week. So it's if you're avoiding it, it's kind of hard.
There's heaps of different genres at the moment, eh? Like everyone's just popping off in lots of different ways.
Yeah, I like that everyone kind of has their own thing, and then we bring it all together, and it's like one big giant Nemanosaurus. you know, like we very unique,
yeah.
And it's fun.
Like
yeah.
All the native birds, eh?
Yeah.
On Sundays.
And speaking of actual literal native birds, do you have a favourite each?
Mine is the kahu.
Yeah, mine's the same as mine.
We have a real special connection. Yeah. Big Māori as well. Mm. Totally.
We take it, if we see one, we take it as a spiritual sign.
As a tohu. Yeah. Most birds like that.
Yeah, we're like, oh my god.
They all have a different meaning.
Yeah. Do they hang around or do you pretty much? Do you have to go into the bush?
We can see them from our house.
We can from our house. We're up in Pine Hill Way, so we look up towards Mount Cargill, so we can see quite a few. But otherwise, they don't come into the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's pretty?
On the outskirts.
Yeah.
All the roadkill.
Yeah, I mean,
but they're beautiful to watch.
Mm. Which are the ones that are quite fat that you do actually see? Yes, yeah. I love them.
Yeah,
like,
so rad,
I just, I'm
always swaying on a branch.
Yeah,
so
I'm just, I'm really baffled the way that they can fly. Like, I don't know their wings. I'm like, wow, you're doing a great job.
Is that your favorite one?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Just because they used to hang out by my window last year, so.
Yeah.
I think they're cool. Made for life too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I could be making that up.
Prudence, what's your favorite?
Yeah,
what's my favorite? I love it for Waka Waka.
Yeah.
I can hear, there's lots of birds around my whare, and every day there's this cheeky tui out in the kōpai tree, and it's all just beautiful. And I'm like, every time I'm opening my windows, I'm just like, ah. So I'll take any of our birds, you know.
Yeah.
We're very lucky here.
Very, very proud.
Yeah. I'm gonna place. I say hi to them.
I say hi to them too. Get off the roof. Get off the roof of the car. We gotta go.
I like to feed the seagulls fish and chips on the beach, but at the end.
Yeah.
End. Like there's three chips left. There you go. We gotta do something with them. But feed them at the start.
To the land.
Yeah.
The window wipers on the whole time.
And so you all have grown up here, I imagine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have, any kind of, for students that are coming in, unfamiliar with the city, do you have any, best recommendations just for, a wee drive, whether it's a beach or just a spot?
Yeah, I reckon just J-Dub, John Wilson Drive, that's the old classic. Everyone goes there. It was if you haven't gone there, you haven't been to Dunedin. I don't know.
It is beautiful, and then it is also hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, which one is John Wilson Drive again?
It's
over St Kilda, the main one.
Yeah, the main one.
Yeah.
Near the dinosaur park.
Yes. I think that was one thing that I found is the beaches, because I'm a Jaffa, Tamaki Makaurau, I hate to say it. I've outed myself, pitchforks, right?
Yeah.
But I wasn't hyped up for how much of a beach town we have here.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I hit up heaps of different spots on the outskirts a lot, sort of Poraka Nui and places like that. There's a really beautiful little walkway that not a lot of people access all the time.
Mm.
That you can get to from Waitati as well.
Oh, really?
There's an old pass site there. It's just something else.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realise. Wow.
Check it out.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
No, it's...
The peninsula though, eh? Holy. And now that there's the bike paths on both sides, going out to McBay is easy. There's a sweet little skate ramp out there. There's a basketball hoop. There's like yummy stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think we're really lucky.
City. Yeah. It's and beautiful here.
I'm really hoping to see a hoi ho while I'm here. Like,
I randomly at Aramoana. I've seen some there before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a million seals. I went on a walk to the end of that like rock bit and with my friend, and it was during sunset, and then it got really dark, and then on the way back, I think while we were just standing at the end, they all climbed up onto the rocks, and then we were walking back and I went to stand up on this rock, and as soon as I like looked down, it was a seal that I was about to
oh my
that's such a dud spot.
The seal encounter. They didn't need an experience.
But yeah, we were just looking around. We're like, they are everywhere. Yeah. Like, there was at least like 50, like to 100. Like,
pretty chill though.
Yeah. If you give them some space,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, back to music. Back to
wildlife. Though.
Wildlife. Though. We love nature.
Before we were starting the show, you were talking about the name Cookie. Was that a steal? Was that
Yeah. Well, funny you say that. I was just gonna be Cookie instead of my given name. But Prudence has got vibes. It's okay. But then Hamish was like, can that just be our name? And then it just became very sweet to us. Very, very cute. And they stole it from me, but no, yeah. I definitely own it.
It's nice to say that you can, though you're all Cookie.
Yes,
you know in your
exactly.
heart. You know in your heart what you've got.
And I think like when the three of us are together, like actually our vibe is quite different to what we do individually. Like I sing in another band, it's way different. And that's a great vibe as well, and sometimes we play around as well. Scapegoat, like he's got so much great music. And same with Elliot. But he's a little bit more sneaky about his releases, but when we come together then we are kind of like all like baked into this delicious little treat for everyone to have, Yeah. Shout out to my homie Cade Reef, because in the weekend he said, "Why don't you cook Cookie in the chocolate chips?" I was like, "What? No, man." So we'll just go with Cookie this time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I'll end it. Just a big reminder. So overtime is on at the Crown tomorrow. That is from 8 p.m. Get yourself in there, as well as Native Birds, as well as not a gig to miss out on. That's at Dropkick.
That's next Thursday.
Yeah.
Be there.
Put it on your calendar.
Yeah. Well, amazing. I really appreciate you all coming on the show
Thank you for having us.
It's nice having, like, I do a lot of interviews over Zoom, but it's so much nicer having people in the studio. Thank you so much.
I've had
Dita, your friend, as well as Prudence from Cookie, and about a million other little groups, as well as Cleo Paihua. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you all. And I will end it off with Crazy.
Crazy.
Enjoy.
Oh yeah, the app for real. I wish they recorded me saying the key is love. There's no wishing stuff and shit.
Crazy. For feeling so lonely. Crazy. For feeling so blue.
Now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.